I'm definitely the heifer and you're the hog.
No, I'm the heifer and you're the hog.
I'll tell you what this episode's going to be about. I'll tell you what it's going to be about. I'll tell you what right now.
Okay.
Transportation.
I didn't know where you're going with the first part.
Transportation.
What happened?
Oh, man. The Colorado Department of Transportation, as well as the Chicago Transit Authority, did a little fucking of me yesterday.
What happened?
Well, first I was leaving to go to the airport from the mountains of Colorado, and one of the largest tunnels in the Americas, known as the Eisenhower Tunnel, was completely closed for over an hour.
Uh-huh.
Now we were just stuck on like the top of a mountain waiting to go for an hour. Get to my flight, 15 minutes left, like 20 minutes to get to my gate from the front of the airport, which if you know anything about Denver International Airport, call me Tom Cruise because I made it happen. Mission Impossible reference right there. Get onto the plane, screaming baby behind me. No rest for the wicked or the weary or the Chris. Then I get into Chicago, take the orange line to the blue line. Guess how many trains I had to wait for to be able to get onto the blue line?
Two.
Five. Five trains.
Because of how packed it was?
How packed they were, and also the trains were coming every 8 to 10 minutes in the middle of rush hour.
Bet you learned your lesson.
What? What's my lesson?
Stay put, bitch.
Move. I'm leaving Chicago.
Stay put, you fucking bitch.
I don't know where to go. I'm going to where there's always good weather and no Dorval Carter Jr.
That sounds like St. Louis to me.
That's it. I'm moving to San Luis.
Well,
I do think that I'm very disappointed that there was the head of the CTA is a man named Dorval Carter Jr.
I know Dorval.
Yeah, his name's Dorval. Who the hell would put someone named Dorval in charge of fucking anything?
The guy at the
Dorval should be in preschool for his whole life.
Dorval.
This is Dorval, a 43-year-old negative 2 grader.
Well, hey, good job getting back.
I'm pissed because if I had caught the first blue line, I might have come home first.
Yeah, but
I didn't.
Well, you should not have been on the first train.
Yeah, I'm more of a 5 weight train kind of guy.
Were you screaming?
Oh, no, but people could tell I wanted to. Well, there's this other guy who was with me like the whole time.
And Glenn.
Glenn. We'll call him Glenn. And basically, he and I, between every train, like every train that would come and it would full and we wouldn't get on, we'd look at each other, make eye contact, and go,
Glenn, you get me.
That was the extent of our beautiful, beautiful relationship.
Here, I'll make you, I'll change the vibe and make you feel better. I heard a really great question the other day.
All right, here we go.
If you worked in a baseball stadium selling hot dogs, what would be your hot dog?
What a fun one. Hot dog. And then I would pull out a small trumpet and go, burr, 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 burr.
Oh, man, having a small trumpet on your hip.
Hot dog. Burr, 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 burr. People be like, I'm not even in his section. I'm going over there to get his dogs.
I'd like to buy a hot dog from that guy.
I'd like to buy a hot dog from that guy. And you know what I'd be dressed in?
A giant hot dog.
Knight's armor that looked somehow like a hot dog. You know how the helmets like make them look like roosters or wolves or...
Yeah, it would be a big wiener.
Hot dog! How would you do
it? Hot dog. Mine would be...
Hot dog.
It was really quiet because I don't want anyone to eat them because at the end of the night I can take them home.
Greg, how many did you sell?
Not that many.
How many are you taking home?
Well, yeah, I got a lot of hot dogs today.
Have you seen the doctor both your feet are black, Greg.
If I do my math correctly, I've taken 7 minutes off my life after every hot dog. I got about 15 minutes to live.
Thank God. That's how much I could bear, I think.
Hot dog.
Yours is better than mine. I'm scavenging.
You know, I want to change mine.
All right, yeah.
Even though mine was really good.
Yeah, hit it.
I want to just yell, Lisan Algae! And I'm not selling hot dogs. I'm selling mini sandworms.
Ew.
What? You never seen Dune 2?
That's bad.
Have you not Dune 2'd yet?
No, not yet.
I think you might be Lisan Algaib.
The yes, I'm the the sand.
No. That's Shahal Hadood.
Oh, what a fool I am.
You idiot. It's Shalid Hadood. Lisan Algaib is the chosen one.
Who am I?
Lisan Algaib.
The worm rider.
You know, yeah, the worm riding chosen guy.
That's who I thought I was.
No, you thought you were a big old worm.
No, no.
That's more me.
The worm's name is Worm.
No, the worm's name is Shahal Hadood or something like
His
that.
His name's Big Worm.
Here he comes.
Big Worm.
Big Worm.
Yeah, I think that I am the chosen one. I mean, and everyone seems to be talking about it.
I will say that I love Dune. I really wish Frank Herbert had put a bit more time on the two lead characters' names.
Duncan Idaho.
All right, maybe three characters' names.
What's the chosen one's name again?
There's all these. Let me just present it. There's all these really cool names like Chani and like Lisan Algaib and like Leto Atreides, and his name is Paul.
Yeah, Paul.
And do you know what the second lead, his mother's name is?
Paulie.
Jessica.
Paul and Jessica.
Paul, Jessica, and Duncan. Save the day.
He just like, what's the guy? Asha Shaba Shaba Ali. What's his name?
You actually got it perfect.
He's writing that out, and then he's sitting there thinking of the next character, and he goes on a Google like name generator.
Yeah.
Paul.
Oh. Baby names for cute little chosen ones.
Duncan.
Idaho.
Oh, cool.
Duncan Idaho. Spoilers. Sorry, spoilers. Throughout the six Dune books.
Don't.
Spoilers.
Don't.
I said spoilers, so it's okay for me to say the spoiler.
I don't think that's how that works.
Spoilers.
Spoilers going to ruin it for you. They have no power. They can't.
Well, it's not really. It's not really very.
Hit it.
He gets resurrected 10 times throughout the six books.
Duncan, by God, he's
back. Yeah, I'm not even kidding. They're like, and then later on, a resurrected version of Duncan Idaho. And yet again, another resurrected version of Duncan Idaho.
That sucks.
You know what my theory is?
He's, he keeps coming back to life because he wants to make Dunkin' Donuts.
Frank Herbert was in love with a man named Duncan from Idaho.
I think that he just was like, God, that his name is so good, I can't just kill him off.
All right, there's a new really badass guy.
I don't know.
Shades of Duncan Idaho. He's like a foil to Duncan Idaho. He's basically Duncan Idaho, but a little different. What's his name?
Oh, let's just resurrect Duncan.
Just bring back Duncan Idaho. Oh, man. Yeah, that movie's so good. Oh, man. Hans Zimmer is the man who made all the...
Come on now.
The music for it.
That's all I know about the movie that I haven't seen yet.
Dude, Hans Zimmer, have you ever listened to an interview with Hans Zimmer?
Yeah.
That's basically what he does. He like plays songs and he goes, ooh, yeah.
Ooh. Pretty good music.
He's like so funny. I love him. He's like the, like this happy like Santa Claus vibes to him.
Ooh, Sandy.
Oh yeah, I'll give you the presents in the form of the best theme songs you've ever heard.
He has made some of my favorite movie scores.
I
so.
Know, but where does this come from? Is he super sad?
No, he Googles.
Google?
He's on Google a lot. How to do this.
I like to imagine he's like, this song is inspired by the time my dog killed my other dog.
Bum, bum. Bum, bum.
Please enjoy.
Dun, dun. Bum, bum. Yeah, good job, Hans.
Oh, great job, Hans.
Hans, want to get a snack? Can't.
Can't. Too sad about songs I'm making.
Writing a song called Time, you wouldn't get it.
Writing a song about time, it's about the time that my wife died.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Hope you weren't expecting much from me today.
Because it's going to be awesome.
Because today is about to be awesome.
Hope you weren't expecting much from me today because today's about to be awesome.
Hans.
Oh, Hans.
Come on.
Mr. Monsieur Zimmer.
Monsieur Hans.
What is the German word for, like, sir? Frau.
Ugen.
No, it's Frau.
You're guessing.
It's Frau Hans. Frau Zimmer.
Ugen!
Because I know that woman is Fraulein.
How do you know that? Because you're a little slut?
Yeah. You have to learn German in order to become a slut.
Ooh, before
I see you're about to have sex yet again.
I must learn more.
Yes, Duolingo.
Duolingo, please.
Also called Duolingenstein if it's German.
Ooh.
I think we're not very popular in Germany.
Yeah, well, here's the thing about that.
Yeah.
We don't want to be.
Actually, somebody...
They've done horrific things.
Did I... We don't forgive you, Germany.
I don't care how fucking woke you are now.
Yeah, exactly.
You think we forgot?
That's... They're all dancing. They're like, everybody doesn't remember what we did, right?
And everyone is like, just let them...
Just let them wear leather and think they're
just
cool now.
Just let them remember what they did.
Yeah, we're all so hip now. Yeah, we're Germany.
Yeah, let them do that.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Oh, sure. Whoa.
Shee.
Yeah, I whistled.
Chris is whistling. For everyone listening right now, I want to peel the cap back.
The cat back?
I want to peel the cap back.
The cap. Okay, I thought you were threatening my cat.
We're about to release this, and as soon as this is done,
about an hour. You have never heard a more raw episode.
It is currently 8:23,
and the episode will most likely come out at 9.
And how about that?
How about them apples?
That's how lazy we are.
Have I told you where the phrase "How about them apples" comes from?
Yeah.
On this podcast?
Yeah. This guy was. He was shopping.
Yep.
And
so far you're good.
And his wife was like, hey, look it, I got some apples for the morning. And he looked at him and then he was like, well, how about them apples over there?
And then she was like, we should say that more.
And then the reoccurring theme of today's episode, she went on Google and told everyone.
Good news, everyone. My husband said the silliest thing.
All right, tell me the truth.
I think we should all be saying that. During World War II, the mortars that the U.S. Army used to bomb the Germans and the Italians and the Japanese, they looked like apples. The mortars.
Uh-huh.
So they would launch a bunch of apples, blow up a whole hillside, and go, how do you like them apples?
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's just cute.
Murder.
Yeah, very cute.
Adorable little explosion murder.
Oh, sorry for exploding your country.
How do I want to die?
I think that you want to be put in a cannon.
Yep.
And shot.
And sent.
Into the ocean.
No, I want to be put in a cannon and not even shot that far. Line the cannon up against a very sturdy brick wall.
Just right in front of it.
Just have me go splat. I think it'd be a very quick way to die. Oh. If there's any way I want to die, it's quickly.
Damn, that's awesome.
Yeah, just...
I was just thinking you want to get shot into the ocean and then try to swim back.
No.
You know, whales and sharks would get you.
The whales, I don't think I'd be too worried about.
Whew,
you think whales are after you?
Whales freak me out.
What's scarier, a whale or a shark?
I think if I saw a shark, I'd be more scared, but God, whales are just too big.
Too big. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Whales are too big.
A shark would eat you, though.
You should run for president.
What do you think I've been doing?
Whales are too big.
I've been...
Kennedy, 2024.
Gathering documents and... I've been... Yeah, preparing.
Are you on the ballot?
Not yet. Well, I gotta wait.
I hope everyone voted yesterday.
I am not gonna ever vote ever again.
Why?
Done.
Huh.
The people in power don't care about us.
That's very true.
I'm on a completely new path, a Zen path. I'm floating along.
A new path, huh?
I'm on a completely new Zen path.
A new path.
I'm not fucking voting. Yeah, we're going to help make changes. We've got a little limited time. Hopefully no one else gets voted in soon.
Oh, yeah. The whole point, we're going to try to make changes. I'm not going to be spending the whole time wondering if I'm going to have a job in 4 years.
and then
working towards that the whole time. And then the second term, I'm not going to be like, fuck it. I don't even have a job in 4 years.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked, too. It's like 4 years is not like that long, especially to make changes. It's just not enough time. And then people get fed up because nothing's being made.
Tell that to me in college.
So then they'll switch, and then it'll be a Republican next year. And then they won't do anything, and then everyone will be sick of the Republicans, and then we can go right back, or it'll be Democrat.
My God, Greg. All right, so what's the solution? Do we need a king?
We need a new party.
What's the party called?
The Humanoid.
Humanoid Party. And what are you guys for? What's the platform?
They don't care about money, and they want... the human race to just transition into the future and do green stuff and get rid of all the evil oil people and people in power.
Uh-huh.
And we start to create the new world.
Order? New world order?
New world order.
New world order.
Hey, but what do I know? I'm just a fucking host at
a comedy club. Greg Kennedy, what qualifies you to be the next president of the United States?
I've seen some shit.
Y'all ever worked in a laughing factory before?
I'm down in the trenches.
I'm down in them trenches listening to them weirdos tell me they don't want to buy 2 drink minimum.
That's just what I think, but what do I know? I'm just one of the people in power.
The most powerful people in power. Yeah, what's wrong with me?
You were whistling out your tooth.
I got a lot of whistling. That one was from deep in the throat.
Oh, gross.
The other one was in my tooth.
Show me. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
My God.
Someone's cutting the grass right now. I'm honestly, we can hear somebody cutting the grass, and I feel like it's fucking summertime. But you know what? It's not. It's fucking March 20th.
Let's go. What does that mean?
The richest I've ever been.
Yeah. Lunch on Greggy. Lunch
no,
on Greggy.
No, no, no.
And dinner on Greggy. Breakfast also. Breakfast and lunch on Greggy. Greggy is buying all 3 meals today.
Some guy's cutting the grass right now, and I thought it was because it was nice out, and I just looked, and it's 36 degrees.
Maybe he's cutting the snow.
Cutting the frost.
Maybe he's frosting the grass.
I got frostbite.
You've gotten frostbite before?
No, I have it right now.
You have it right now where?
In my anal.
Uh-oh. How would that even happen?
Well.
That's got to be the last part of your body that gets frostbitten.
Inside the butt?
Inside your asshole.
Not for me.
I work the other way around.
It's colder inside of my body than on the outside.
I'm dead. I'm not alive, actually.
I'm not alive. I'm a dead guy.
I'm gonna cry.
Take my life.
I'm gonna cry. Everybody.
Come take my life.
Come watch me cry.
You have to watch me cry. My name is Slim Shady.
I'm gonna cry.
Everybody.
Because I'm tired.
Come take my butt.
Come take my butt.
I'll walk this road alone.
My butt is cold.
Frostbite would stink.
I've had
freezing to death would be so bad.
I've had frost nip before.
Your tit?
No, it's just the beginning. It's the first part of frostbitten.
Well, why would you say nip?
It's just before bite.
You tried to trick me.
No, you get nipped and then you get bit.
Oh, is that why they say nip that in the
nip that in the butt?
That's actually not what it is, but.
Nip that in the bud.
I think it's bud.
Yeah, well, I've been saying butt my whole life.
Well, who is saying bud?
I don't know that either. I always thought you just like kind of pinch somebody in the butt and go, hey.
You just got nipped. I'll nip you again.
I'll nip you right in the butt if you don't cut that out.
Nip that in the bud. All right, well, what are you talking about? You know what I mean.
What's another saying that you said wrong? What's something you said wrong your whole life?
Oh, man, that's tough.
I have one.
Hit it.
Volleyball.
I don't know. I've never even heard that.
I said volleyball. I thought it was volleyball.
Volleyball.
I thought it was the most bally of balls.
Good job playing volleyball.
My God, such a ball that is that you're balling with there.
Do we actually have to go and watch the volleyball game?
Also,
Hold on, Chris is coughing. He's dying.
Another thing that I didn't realize growing up, I played youth basketball, and I
could dunk.
Don't believe that. For even a second, you have the heaviest feet in the Americas.
Here he comes.
Here comes. Greg, you got a full 2 inches off the ground.
He fell.
How did you fall down?
How are you on the ground
right
now?
How did you possibly trip? You barely left the ground. No, I thought when I was playing basketball growing up that I didn't really get why we were scoring on the other hoop.
Oh, my God.
We would, like, get a rebound, and I'd be like, boys, boys, there's a perfectly good hoop right here. Why are we running all the way down there to score on that? We don't have to do all this running. We can both be scoring on this hoop.
There's one right here.
What are you guys running all the way down there for?
I think we just stay here.
Because I didn't get that. I grew up playing soccer, so I was like, all right, well, that's the opposing goalie. I got to score against him. That's our goalie. I'm protecting him. Basketball, there's no goalies. I was like, these are free goals, guys.
And that is why you are here today looking the way that
you are. And that is why you didn't make it as a professional basketball player. I told my dad about that, and he was like, yeah, no, I knew you weren't going to be making it in basketball, but God, it was too damn funny not to take you out of there. He said he would get stoned and come to the kids' basketball games, and we all sucked so bad, and him and some other dad were just in the corner just like cracking up.
That's so funny.
He told me he one of his sports mistakes growing up.
Hit it.
He thought it was 3 strikes and then out.
Oh, that's really funny.
Like, you got to swing three times.
One more.
And then your fourth one was the out swing.
One. Strike two. Strike three. Strike out. Yeah. Well, that's really funny.
Yeah, like, he struck out, and he turned to the umpire, and he's like, no, I still haven't done the out swing yet.
The out swing is still to be coming.
Sorry, ump, you don't get the rules.
Elliot, what are you doing?
Yeah, I thought that was really funny. Like, father, like son. Looking for loopholes.
My parents would always say that, like, if we were like baseball, I'd hit the ball really hard because I got heavy arms. Mm-hmm. And then they'd watch me run, and it was like how watching me run in slow motion.
Yeah.
Because I'm so slow.
It does look like a struggle for you to get up to speed.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
How are you supposed to run?
I don't know. I'm jogging.
No.
I'm a jogging guy.
No. No.
I've been jogging a lot lately. Although, the other day, I've been jogging for 2 weeks. How many miles total do you think I've jogged? I've gone jogging 6 times in those 2 weeks. How many total miles do you think I've run?
6. 4.
Well, that's hurtful.
1 mile a day? That's not bad.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, fair enough. I go a little more than 1 mile a day.
9?
Yeah, I've run about 9 miles.
That's not bad.
I know. Isn't that hilarious, though?
No, you thought you were dunking on yourself. You thought you were dunking Idahoing on yourself.
I thought I was doing a little dunking on my Idaho there, yeah, for sure.
I don't run very often, but when I go run, I only do a mile.
How long does it take you to run a mile?
45 minutes.
45 minutes, probably. Yeah,
give or take.
Give or take, I think.
How many times I get distracted and go get food during the run?
Oh, my God, a Popeye.
Y'all got fried chicken in there?
Whoa. I know pre and post, but...
Y'all got any... you got gravy,
you
right?
You guys got any during run gravy there?
What's your during run gravy?
What do you recommend someone who's in the middle of a jog?
None.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right, see ya.
All right, see ya.
Yeah,
7 minutes later. All right, actually see you real for this time.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. Took me that long to run from the cashier to the front door.
All right, fuck it. I don't need any pre-run gravy. Can I just have some gravy?
Can I have the runs?
Oh.
I already going to get it.
Play on word right there.
The morning time is when I get most of my bodily functions out.
Farts and bops.
For about an hour, I fart, burp, clear my throat, and cough.
Yeah.
Just.
Mornings are hard for you?
Yeah.
This is early for me.
Yeah. Little peek behind the curtain. It's the morning time.
I'm more of a noon. But here's the thing. We're doing this fucking for you people.
Yeah, dude. Okay? We're up for you. I'm thinking about one person right now.
And I'll tell you what. You know what we're also going to do so this doesn't happen again?
Huh.
This is a little industry thing called backlogging.
We're going to record a couple episodes ahead of time.
We're going to get maybe two.
Maybe we're going to maybe get two down.
Two down.
Two
this
down,
week.
One to go. So, Greg, have you heard of, did we talk about Kate Middleton yet?
Can't.
Why?
Don't care.
You don't have any conspiracy theories?
She's back.
She is?
Yeah.
They
saw her.
Die, shoot.
But everyone's saying, that's not her.
That's not really her,
it's actually. Like, all right, well, everything's a big conspiracy.
That's not actually Kate Middleton.
Oh, it's not her. Okay.
I think the royals are fascinating for some reason.
Well, they're evil.
Yeah, they're evil lizard people that we get to watch.
Yes! That we can talk about.
Yeah, lizards.
Reptilian agenda. Live.
Live. We should have called this podcast The Reptilian Agenda.
I was literally going
to
say that.
It's not too late to change the name. We only have a whole year of episodes.
If we change it to the name Reptilian Agenda, we're going to attract the wrong people.
That's so true.
The Q will be listening.
My God, I love what they're on to. These boys make a good point. Greg is listening.
Also, the rare time that we bring up something like that, to people would be like, they're going to bring it up. They're going to talk about it.
It's so funny because in Dune 2.
See? We're out. We're already out of the reptilian jet. We're back to Dune 2.
No,
do it.
No. I was kidding. That was good. Oh, yeah. Pretty
I'm added. Gonna fucking ride that worm. Duncan, rise from the dead so you can watch me.
Duncan, Idaho. And then he gets up from the dead and goes, no, you don't.
Yeah, bitch.
That's
just the kind of sauce.
That's the sauce you can expect us to drizzle on your nuggets first thing in the morning.
Oh, my God. Chicken nuggets.
I love chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
I think sometimes, and this might be a super hot take, dinner for breakfast and breakfast for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Brenner.
And breakfast.
You know what has really been hurting me is I have not been liking eggs.
Yeah? That's a bummer. As a poor, it's really important to enjoy eggs.
I was going egg crazy.
Egg
and
wild.
Then, now it's hard to eat eggs.
I was I love eggs. I still love eggs, I think. But I cracked one open the other day, and it was just red. It was blood. It was deceased.
So now you're egged out.
Yeah, I cracked that open. I was like, I'll probably take like a 5-year break from eggs.
Done on eggs for a minute.
Yeah, that was really gross. It didn't smell great either.
I did have eggs at my parents' house, but as I was eating them, that's when I was like, man.
Yeah.
I'm kind of egged out.
That's what happened to me. I was at my dad's. My dad has a farm. These are like fresh fucking eggs. These rip. And the yolks were like too orange. And I was kind of like, that kind of looks like that bloody egg that I saw the other day. But you know what I did have that he gave me?
Eggs.
Beef bacon. Smoked beef bacon.
Dude, smoked anything.
But it was like bacon.
We got a fucking dude. You know what we got to do?
Go to Irene's.
Oh, my God. I want some eggs right now.
Let's go to Irene's and poop our pants.
I want... we should buy a smoker. Summer's coming. Let's change the game this summer.
I could be down.
How much does it cost?
Like $200, $300.
Yeah, I'm out.
Well...
You buy it.
I'll get
you
it.
Buy it.
All right.
And then you write it off.
Yeah, sure. No, these are... That's
needed this.
If you have to feed my staff.
Sorry.
Sorry, I got employees to feed. Who's your employee? I point to the cat.
That one
right there. That's our CTO right there.
Smoking food or smoking meat, and you know, man, because like during Thanksgiving, we always like bake a turkey, and then my brother started smoking a turkey, I was like, huh. So this is a game changer.
Smoked turkey is so much better. Have you ever had deep fried turkey before?
No, I want to so bad.
Because it's an actual like hazard.
Oh, like making it?
Yeah.
Well, I see the videos every...
Yeah. If you have like even a little bit of that turkey is frozen on the inside.
Yeah, because water and oil ain't
the move.
I had a very good, I have distant cousins that live in Florida. It's like my mom, or no, sorry, my dad's cousin's kids live in Florida, and I lived in Florida. And so for Thanksgiving one year, we went down to this like weird, like bayou-esque property, like on the swamp.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. We were like frying turkey and like throwing hatchets and knives. I was like, I get it. I get why Floridians like Florida.
Alligators.
You can just be ignorant.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfectly acceptable.
God, if I lived in Florida,
oh man.
I would really match the vibe down there.
Yeah. I mean, if I lived in Florida, no shirt, shorts, boots. I'd have like those boots up to my
water,
knees.
Water boots.
I'd
or whatever.
Be on a fan boat
the whole
pretty
time.
Much constantly.
Rolling up everywhere in a fan boat.
I'd have huge.
Here comes Chris.
Well, see, that would be the song you'd be playing. Mine would be
riding on a fan boat.
And then I'd come in and everyone would be like, Lisan Agaib! And I'd ride the fan boat like kind of laid back with like two big thick, like I'm riding a worm.
I think that's pretty dope.
Thanks, man.
And I'll tell you what.
I think I'm going to be the Lisan Al-Gaib of Florida.
I'd be eating snakes and shit.
We'd come down there. We'd be wearing gator skin rain boots, no shirt, big necklace, eating snake raw. And then the locals would be like, he understands the ways of the Floridian.
He must be.
He is.
Shaboob Shabab Shabib.
He is Shaboobie Bababi.
Shaboobie Shababi Shabib.
My God, it's Shaboobie.
And my name?
Yeah.
Duncan, Florida.
Starbucks, Florida.